Just take off.
Just take off. Just dive out of the scene.
Get off under the camera.
Action.
There you go.
Why don't think you say action? You just do that, and then the director says action after that. God, Steven.
If you'd have followed through your commitments, you could have done that. But.
I'm good. I told you.
Anyway.
Yeah, let's do it.
Back for show 62. As always, we got Gunny Matheson, Joe Schmidt, and tonight, Cade McCutcheon. Thought we'd recap and visit a little bit about the American Horseman and the American Rodeo.
The American Performance Horseman.
American Performance Horseman. Did I leave that out?
Yeah.
Get it right. I'm glad you knew that. I mean, that's good that you took part in it and you knew the title event, because we just been going to the American. I don't know.
Yeah, we just call it American.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Performance Horseman, because we are performing and we're horsemen.
Yeah, there you go. That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Little scholar here.
Yeah. So, anyway.
It was cool.
It was fun.
It was cool to go to. It was neat to see. I didn't go last year, but.
No, I didn't either.
This year, it was cool to walk in that building and.
And wave at me?
Yeah, like right away when we walked in there, I'm like, dude, I see you riding. Look, we're at the left field foul pole. We were standing on a skid steer. JCB was a sponsor. I said, look at the yellow skid steer. Me and Monica are in the bucket. Oh, yeah, there you are. That was cool.
That was cool. And Joe called me or texted me, hey, right turn looks good. Well, I'm warming up. It was all pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty great just from the start of it, actually getting there. I mean, walking into that stadium. I mean, it was, you're walking around the concourse and they got all the vendors and the place was packed with people. They said they had 18,000 people there. I mean, the whole thing, to see our sport at that level, drawing those kind of people, and, you know, props to Teton for doing it. And we give props all the time, and I think you can't ever give too many props. Also to Taylor Sheridan, because I can tell you, walking around that concourse, Mandy and I got stopped no less than 10 times for pictures from people that watched The Last Cowboy.
Did you have to take a picture of Mom with somebody? Or both of you?
No, Mom let me in the picture.
Yeah, they wanted pictures of Mandy, but yeah. Tom was, yeah. Tom was,
but
a
Tom
side
was there too.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were like a photographer or
yeah, they just cut off his head. Yeah.
I didn't really. Yeah, fine. You can get in her picture.
She knows I get a little pouty if they don't let me in the picture. So, but it was fun. I mean, it was great, and walking in and seeing all those people in that atmosphere, and it's just something that I had. I know we did it last year, but I wasn't there either. And I've never seen anything like that. You know, like the Run for a Million is packed, and it's just different. You know, it's 4,000 people versus, and it's full to the brim, but it's just different than that atmosphere and that kind of a stadium.
Well, and that's a horse facility, too, that we're at Run for a Million, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just different.
And this is a baseball facility, I mean, but it was cool.
Yeah. Have you guys been there before for seeing a baseball game?
Hadn't seen a baseball game, but we watched the NFR the one year that it was there because of COVID. We got in a suite with Purina. It was fun.
Yeah, the whole deal was fun, and I can tell you, like watching Cade get his horse ready, you know, new horse that he hadn't shown before, and didn't really know, you know, the first time you show one. You would rather have it not be in front of 18,000 people and with, you know, the noise and all of that, and watching him.
And Fox television cameras going on, not just Waltonbury cameras, but.
Yeah.
The cable cam.
Cable cameras.
Yeah. Cade schooled him a lot there at Tulsa. And then when Tulsa was done, we all came home. And he stayed to get into a couple of those arenas and school him by himself. So I know you were trying to check all the boxes. And,
you did check them all, looked like.
Yeah.
He was good. I almost maybe checked too many boxes. That'd be my one regret is I let the music and stuff get into my head a little bit too much. I was worried about him coming up because of the music, and he didn't. He showed perfect. I probably could have backed it off just a notch even. But now I know for the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was loud in there.
Oh, it was so loud.
It was a little too loud.
Yeah. It's when you're in the arena, it's really hard to think about what's going on. That felt fine, but it's hard to, it's really, for me anyway, it's really hard to know what's going on underneath you as much as I should, probably.
Well, we reference so much with the cheers that we get, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And after you get done turning, if it's dead silent, you're like, oh, yeah. That wasn't, oh, yeah, good. Wasn't good. Well, you have no idea if it no was idea. Dead quiet or yeah. loud because yeah. it was just loud.
Because it was just, yeah.
Just exactly. music.
I could hear my mom whistling after my right turn, so I said, oh, that's pretty good. Couldn't hear her whistling after the left turn. Well, it wasn't as good. But I could hear here and there a little bit, but I really, when I was done, I didn't have a lot of an idea of what had really happened.
Yeah, well, she did whistle. You just didn't
hear. No, yeah, I just didn't hear. I'm sure she did, but I couldn't hear.
But you said the smoke was so thick you couldn't see.
After Andrea ran in, stopped, turned, and loped off, I walked down to the gate to see where I was going to run in, and I couldn't see his slide tracks on the other end.
Yeah.
And he was draw one, I was draw two, so I don't know if the smoke cleared a little bit after the concert for the rest of the guys, but I couldn't see where to go. I figured it out off of just looking at his tracks right in front of the gate, but I couldn't see his side tracks on the other end.
And they forgot the whole...
The center.
Right, yeah, right where you got to run.
But he didn't know that. And I saw it, and I texted you.
Yeah, well, we saw it too from the tables, yeah.
Yeah, but how do you do that with three tractors in that arena? Dude. There were three tractors in
there. And then when they left, they made two passes right in front of the chutes, like... Why didn't they go down the side and then go out and finish the center after they drug sideways?
Yeah, that was awkward.
Because the ground didn't look like it was amazing.
It was a little wet. I think they said it got rained on the day we were supposed to move it in, so it was a little wet. But to do something like that and have cutting, raining, and us go...
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I mean, it's hard to make it perfect for everybody.
Well, and everybody got stopped pretty good, maybe with the exception of Brian. And he had to swap his horse out last minute, so...
Yeah. It was good enough. Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. I think it was maybe a little better last year, but this year it got rained on, and I think that was the biggest difference. It got rained on.
Yeah. No, and it was fun hanging out because it's not something... I know some cutters, but I didn't know those cutters. So it was fun hanging out back at the stalls and
the coolest meeting part some of the guys of being in it of the whole thing was Thursday night, going in there, all 15 of us riding all of our horses. We had just gotten there. The music was loud. The place was empty, but you could just there was a feel. Everybody, you could feel an energy. That was probably the coolest part to me. And being in there with Austin, Adon. All the top cutters, all the top cow horses.
James Payne, Morgan, Corey Cushing.
Yeah, Corey. Sarah Dawson. Yeah. I mean, I talked to Sarah. Both days we rode, we were two of the last ones in there. And we could walk around and just talk about getting our horses ready. And it's cool to hear. You know, I see Andre get ready. I see Casey get ready. I see Brian, Jason. I see how they do it. It's just cool to hear a different way of thinking from some of the other people. And even though it's a different sport, She didn't do much, but she was in there walking a lot. Same stuff I was doing, just trying to get used to the arena. And that was neat to me to get to hang out with all those guys that I don't really know. And, you know, I'm just 23 years old. So I like people that even growing up, I always saw their names. And that's cool to me.
Yeah, the team part looked like that was kind of cool.
Yeah, the team part added something to it. But just it was more just, you know, you're 15... The 15 highest money earners from the year before in Western sports, basically. Yeah. And that was just, it was very, very neat for me to be in the same arena as everybody. And competing with some of them and against some of them. But like I told Brian, I think the first night, said, obviously I want to win. Everybody wants to win. But I really just want us to go put on a show. Yeah. I want it to be an all-star game, a celebration where everybody likes, where everybody enjoys being there. That was the biggest thing to me is I wanted it to work for everybody because it's such a cool deal. I want it to keep going, and we got to do our job for that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think y'all did for the most part.
Maybe. Yeah, and I think I felt sorry for the cow horse guys because the cattle looked tough.
Yeah, so why don't you think Sarah should have got a new cow?
I can't remember.
I thought she did.
I think there was a couple times where they could have whistled a new cow in there.
I thought Sarah, and then I can't remember who was second. That one was kind of borderline, yeah.
About every cow that went in there terrible. Looked like he'd want a new one.
Yeah, yeah, I felt bad for Sarah. I thought she could.
Well, and it's kind of an awkward size arena, I think, to show a cow horse in because it's wide for the boxing. So those, if you're not really controlling your cow in the boxing, the cow gets away from you.
Yeah,
but it's also short down the long side where those guys do learn how to rate and control a lot. So,
yeah.
But I think with better cows, I mean, I think those guys could show in a shoebox or a, you know,
because last year there was at least three runs that marked over a 20 the first year they did it.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I think it's just about the cattle, and they were tough.
Yeah, cutting cows didn't look that tough, did they? I mean,
the cutting was good. The cutting was pretty good, I thought.
Yeah.
James Payne was fun to watch in the cutting. He was getting after it.
He was getting after it.
Yeah. And Adon's horse is just fancy to watch.
Adon's horse is so stylish. I don't understand how they judge that cutting, but James Payne zigged and zagged five times as much as Adon, but Adon's horse is fancy.
Thing was slick.
James Payne was just fun to watch because he was aggressive. He was getting after it.
He was trying.
A lot of people, including me that night, maybe showed a little bit tentative, like not wanting to make a big mistake, but he didn't. He was like, let's go. Yeah.
You didn't show tentative, man. I thought tentative is somewhere they get you circling, and I thought to me, you out circled everybody. You circled the plus one both ways.
That's what I did. I plus one both ways, and everybody else half.
That horse was beautiful circling.
I think that's a hard pattern to plus one because you only got two circles, and
they
only
did one circle, though.
Yeah, well, two instead of three is what he means.
Yeah.
But, and like you said, that arena is kind of an odd shape. So,
yeah.
I think as judges, they maybe didn't take into consideration the size of the arena and how hard it was to really circle an actual plus one.
Yeah.
I mean, an NRBC plus one and a plus one there can't be the same thing just because you can't do it in that arena.
Yeah.
I think they didn't maybe take that into consideration enough is how hard it was to do what we were doing. But, I mean, never mind. But what do you think, then?
That's a wise choice to start. It is generally a wise choice to just shut up whenever you start to think about talking about how they're judging. Okay? It's a good call.
I felt bad for Jason.
Yes.
I don't know that I've ever seen Jason do that.
He told me just yesterday, a couple days ago, first time he's ever spun three times.
Yeah,
because what happened? Did he spin five? Was it the Futur? It was at the Derby or somewhere a couple years ago, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I don't remember him
spinning five times recently.
Yeah. No, he spun and couldn't get him shut off and kind of went flying around.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? I don't really remember.
I remember a rollback where he went to rollback and it spun all the way around.
Yeah. But his horse was good.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you say on the score sheets he would have won?
Yeah, he was the winner.
Yeah,
they kept scoring him all the way through.
But his horse just
did everything.
The only horse of the night that didn't have a bobble.
Yeah.
Everybody else had one, and a couple of them had, you know.
Yeah. And that's Jason's why Jason's horse didn't have a bobble. No. He just had one big bobble.
Yeah,
that's why he picked that horse, is because that's what that horse is solid. Yeah. And in that event, it's really, really hard to be solid.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, but I'm not going to for sure say that. I mean, Jason can handle the pressure of anything, but that's just a different, it's a distracting atmosphere.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe it was the loud music. Maybe it was Jason was a baseball player. Maybe he felt more pressure being a baseball player.
He told me, I talked to him right after, he said that the horse just kind of started without him, took a step forward and started without him, and he was just lost right off the bat. He was just lost.
And in that setting, nobody's going to help bail you out because you can't hear him whistle.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
You can turn 10 times in there.
Cade and I get lost I can't speak for Cade, but I know I get lost every once in a while, but I don't panic. I just wait to hear the whistle. You know, Mandy will whistle and I...
Oh, you got to love hearing the Mandy whistle where she just goes... Tom, I got you stopped, but that sucked.
But I still love you.
I still love you, but honey, go faster.
At that point, I'm just like, shit.
Yeah.
So you left Tulsa Wednesday.
Left Tulsa Wednesday at about 1 in the morning.
And then you got down to, you went straight to Fort Worth?
No, because we couldn't move in till 2. So I came here, I came to the barn, dropped him off at the barn at like 5 in the morning, slept for a few hours, and then went down there.
Went down there, and then where do you park your horse trailer down there? Where do you unload parking your horse? Lot. You park them in the parking lot, you unload them, you walk them.
Yeah, there's a tent with the stalls are in.
Okay.
Little warm-up pen, probably the size of this room.
Is there a tunnel that gets you to field level? Or
walk across the street. Oh, yeah. You walk across the street, then go down the tunnel in there. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That was cool. You know, walking in there that first day was very cool. I don't. It's hard to describe it because I've done the million. I've done the WEG. I've made the fraternity finals at 19. I've done all the stuff. But the first 30 minutes, 20 minutes, I just walk, trot, lope. Because I was not in a place to be doing any horse training. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had the jitters. I had the butterflies. I was just very intense. A lot of adrenaline. And I'm just going to wait 20 minutes. Let this kind of come down a little bit before I do anything.
So you ride them Thursday and then you put them up.
Friday morning we can ride again.
Are you getting interviewed? Like, you guys had pictures and this and that. Like, did they drive you nuts making you do pictures and talking to cameras?
Well, so Thursday we didn't do anything. Friday morning we rode, then watched the cow horse. And right after the cow horse, we had to do a few interviews, pictures. But they want us to just go get the job
done. So when you say watch the cow horse, so the cow horse guys had to do a rain work in the morning.
The cow horse did the rain work in the morning with just us watching. Because for the individual, for it to count for the cow horse, they have to have a reining and a fence work. For the team, the fence work only counted, not the rein work.
Which is good, because I think it wasn't like that, was it, last year?
Last year it wasn't like that. Which, and Sarah and Justin had a big lead going in, so it was kind of already...
Yeah, it was a little anticlimactic last year.
Oh, gotcha. So, okay, so they switched it to just the fence work.
For us. For the team.
Yeah. And then you show, and you... Come close. I mean, your horse was good. Yeah. Just first stop, huh?
Yeah, backing up, just jump sideways. But it was fun. I wish I could have done a little better, right? You always wish you could do a little bit better. But I was very happy with him. And it was very fun for me to get back on my phone and go on Facebook, and you're there in your red suit. And he's there in a red cowboy hat, right?
No.
With a feather in it? I think I have a picture.
Yeah. I didn't actually wear it to the show. There's a picture of it.
I do have a picture of it.
Yeah, we'll put a picture of Joe's red hat here.
Yeah. My custom hat that I spray painted that day.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all my high school buddies were there.
Yeah.
There was 10 or 12 of my high school friends. They never get to watch
And half of them are Jordan. Or brother of Jordan. Yeah. I saw one guy. I'm like, God, it looks like Jordan. And then another one, that one looks like Jordan too.
They all came. Similar build.
All your friends, they look the same. Yeah. Then I finally saw the real Jordan. Like, oh, there he is.
Yeah. No, that's pretty true.
Yeah. No, it was cool. We had our little section.
Yeah.
You know, kind of spread out, had your buddies, and then, Gunny and Monica.
That was cool. And then get to go out with them afterwards and stuff. And like I was telling my dad a couple days ago, it's a little bit like going to a baseball game and knowing the first baseman. You know, that's the way I was thinking about it, because I was like, oh, it's cool. All you guys are showing up for me. But then Jordan was also saying it like, dude, it's like going to a baseball game and you're the first baseman. And my best friend is the first baseman.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool. He said he got nervous like before I went in and stuff. And I never even thought of it. Yeah.
Don't embarrass me, Cade.
But that to me, like to think of my high school, one of my very best friends.
You're not going to offend anybody.
Getting nervous, you know, that kind of deal is cool for me anyway. Yeah.
And he's not a horse person either, so it's
a completely non-horse person. But he's been to the million now the last couple of years and been to this, and he's just now picking up, like, if something goes bad. Like, he knew when my horse jumped sideways backing up, like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
You know? And he was pissed, but that's cool for me.
Yeah.
That was fun, and I think it was great that you bought tickets for everybody whose horses you won money on last year. Yeah. So everybody, basically, you know, that's what got you there, was showing. How many horses did you show last year that won money?
23 or 4. A lot. More than anybody else. Me and Fernando showed more horses than anybody else last year.
But that was your goal at the beginning of the year. You were showing in 500 added open classes, yeah, too, because you wanted a little difference to mean something, yeah, to you.
I had one goal last year.
Yeah, was to qualify for
that. Qualify for that. Because it was the only thing I hadn't done yet. Yeah. And now I've done it. And now I've done it, and I would almost say I want to do it more than I did last year.
Cool.
Mm. And when I left there, I was like, I got to get back. It just does that. It's an addicting feeling.
Yeah, because now you know what to expect.
Yeah.
And you get to look forward to it again because it'll be on TV.
Yeah.
It'll be on Fox.
Like tomorrow, and right?
Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do you think people will be tuning into that show or our show?
Probably.
Ours comes out Friday night. But
and our tens of viewers probably will.
Yeah, dude. Again, you can't be knocking our viewership.
It's thousands. Yeah. We have tens of
thousands.
Sorry, yeah.
Thousands.
You are right, Joe. Gunny and I joke about not very many viewers, we do have a lot of viewers.
Support our people.
We're going to lose 20% of viewership because they're here right now.
Yeah. I called... I can't remember the name.
Josh.
Okay.
Josh. I called Josh. Thanks, Kate. I called Josh with the that does the publicity and stuff for Teton Ridge. Does everything for Teton Ridge. And I said, hey, we're going to do a show a little bit on this. Got a couple questions for you. I said, a couple of buddies of mine, we do a podcast. And he said, oh, I'm a big fan of the show. So,
and then we heard about it.
Took me a while to get that out.
Then he told everybody there, hey, Josh watches the show. Yeah.
Tom was so excited, he called me and told me about
it. Yeah. Yeah, it was great. So, and one of the things I talked to him a little bit about was, so, you know, we all saw, a lot of people were frustrated that there was no, we're all on Facebook. A lot of people on Facebook were frustrated that there was no live feed. Well, the thing is, when you do, according to Josh, and I can't, we talked about it. We kind of knew this anyway. Mm-hmm. When you do a deal with a network TV, you can't have a live feed. I mean, that's theirs at that point.
Yeah.
So, they did the deal with network TV, which in my opinion, it's way better to have us in front of millions of people that have never seen it before than each individual person. And I guess one of the things that bothered me a little bit is a lot of the people that were complaining about not having a live feed lived an hour from Dallas.
Right.
Yeah.
Go watch it. Go support our industry. Go, I mean, it's...
well, and they're going to be able to see it tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
And it's going to be badass because it's network TV.
I must say, wait
a week.
Yeah.
It was fun to get dressed up there and go.
Because
me and Monica went to town early that morning to go get clothes to go to that thing. So I got lucky and found the red jacket. But
you look pretty slick, too.
Oh, man.
Fuck, you actually look really good. Huh?
Well, I can, yeah. I mean, I
we had a lot of fun going there, man.
Yeah, we all did.
But I almost think that not having a live feed and making you go there is the way to do it because there are so many people that support our business within a 2-hour drive of that facility, a 3-hour drive of that facility.
And you know how many people flew in to watch?
Yeah.
How many people did you see on Facebook flying to the American?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool thing to go to.
Yeah.
And instead, it's so much easier to look at the small picture and bash it instead of look at the big picture. Look at what's going on here.
Yeah. Oh, a bunch of horse people were posting on Facebook that they flew in and they went to both days.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it was great that, I just think it's great that Teton Ridge is doing that. And the thing is, if Teton Ridge does not come in to the picture, then there is no American Horseman. No. I mean, that was the American Rodeo at one point only. And so I don't know if this is true or not. This is what I heard. The American Rodeo was losing money and was in danger of going away. And Teton Ridge came in and bought it.
Bought the rodeo.
And then added this. So it's a little bit frustrating. I'm not going to lie. It is It's not. It's more than a little bit frustrating. It's very frustrating for me to see people on Facebook bashing Teton Ridge, and you know, a lot of the comments are, you know, thanks a lot, Teton Ridge. You know, you're all about the money, and we can't watch it. And well, I guarantee you, they're losing money.
Yeah, it's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
No. It's so they don't lose a super large amount of money.
Yeah,
yeah. They're trying to help save some money.
That's the thing. People are so wrong. I mean, they're just so far wrong on some of the stuff.
Yeah. But it's also the same people on Facebook complaining about the same thing.
Doesn't matter what it is. I also think when you step out on a limb and you do something different, something big, something like this, there's always going to be somebody that's not happy.
Yeah.
I mean,
No, and some of those people that were complaining on Facebook, I like them. They're friends of mine. But I think sometimes you can't see any further than what's right here and what you feel is good for you. Hey, I wanted to stay home that night and watch it on Facebook. Well, why Teton is putting up millions of dollars to put on this show, and there's nothing wrong with going there and buying a ticket and supporting it to help put us in front of the millions of people on the weekend.
Yeah. So I mean, on the way home, in our limo.
You took a limo?
Oh yeah.
Did you really?
Oh yeah. Mr. Allen Chapel does it right. He picked us up.
That's right. Did you guys stay the night down there?
No.
No, you went that night.
We went. But we on stayed. The way home, we were just talking about it, wondering what it would cost, and it cost somewhere between $300,000 and $1 million to rent that facility for one night. It cost, I only looked up what it cost to book Luke Bryan, and he's $1.5 million to $2 million to book him.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Post Malone's the same.
Post Malone was 2.5 to 6 million, depending on the venue. Yeah.
There you go. So
I looked that up too, yeah.
Yeah. Now that's what Megan said.
Teton's losing money.
Yeah. Right when we got there, she looks around, she goes, there's no way this place is making money
tonight. Yeah. Teton's losing money. They are donating to the performance horse industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So.
Without a doubt.
I don't think you can say thank you or be nice enough to Teton or to Taylor, because they have done stuff for our industry that has just taken it to another level. We can sell horses higher. We
everything.
There's more people. It's just they have completely transformed everything that we know. You know, we're getting ready for the million qualifier. Nick, well, I'm not, but you guys are.
Because he's already qualified. Well,
But you guys are. He meant
that's right.
He meant you guys are. Because I'm going out there with flip flops on. It's flip flop weather again.
Oh, hey.
Sorry about looking at
my feet. Hey, what about your friend? Your feet friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
it's flip flop weather again.
That's right. Back to that.
Yeah. No, I agree. Sorry. Those guys have done a ton for the industry. And you know, not everybody is on board with that. We are, because we make, you know, money in this industry. This is how we make our money. So it's great. When I was a kid starting out at this, nobody had any money in this. And if you were a horse trainer, it was for the love of training horses. Yep. And that's it. There was no money in being a horse trainer, no matter what level. And now it's turned into an industry that you can actually, you know, make a little money and try to have a retirement someday. It's really turned into a business, but not everybody likes that. You know, there's a certain group of people out there that misses being able to buy that horse that they can go show for $20,000. And, you know, I mean, it's really hard. It's like anything, the more popular it gets, it's just supply and demand. And everything's more expensive, you know. Hay's more expensive, health's more expensive. I mean, it just is. It is what it is. But as unrealistic as it is, there are people out there that don't love that our industry has gotten to a point where it's hard for them to play.
There's still like club level shows you can go show at on weekends and stuff. I mean, there's shows around.
That's
all
not
these...
where they want to play, though.
They want to play all the time.
Yeah, they want to play at the very top level for this amount of money.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, it's just unrealistic. And you know, those people have a place to play, but I also feel awesome that the thing that I love to do, that we all love to do, is getting this kind of exposure.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty amazing. And then the next day, so Mandy and I stayed. Tim Anderson got us a hotel room down there at the Lowe's. Is that what we call it?
Yeah,
Lowe's Hotel.
Yeah.
And, man, unbelievable hotel. And right there within walking distance. Yeah. It was perfect. Thank you, Tim Anderson and Kim Niven. So it was fun for us to stay and go to the American Rodeo. And to be honest with you, we were there, got up a little bit late, went and had brunch. Okay, now what do we do? It doesn't start till 3:30. I knew it was going to go because they have a long go and then a short go. So they run how many? 15, maybe 15 guys, and then get it down to, it's 10 or 15, maybe 15, get it down to four for the short go. And so it started at 3:30, and the Post Malone concert didn't start till 9. And I was like, oh, man, it's going to be a long, but it went fast. I mean, they're so good at production, and I love that stuff. I mean, it was... You know, I loved the roping, the bulldog, and the bull riding. I mean, I love all that stuff, watching it. And those guys are at the top end. And you know what? I forgot. I was going to call somebody and ask them what the difference was between the qualifiers that could run for $1 million. Can't remember. There's some. So it has something to do with you are not in the top, however many.
Yeah, you're either not a professional or you're not one of the top.
Are you qualified to get in instead of getting invited, maybe, or something?
Yeah, sure you qualified to get in, but
a qualifier had to beat somebody that was in there, and a qualifier won the barrel race and won the $1 million. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And I felt, for sure, none of us know what the hell we're talking about. That may not even be how it works.
Yeah.
But a qualifier did. So they're the only ones. There's $1 million to the qualifiers. And if there's one of those guys win, they win $100,000 for winning their event. And then if there's five of them, they would split the million. So it's $200,000 a piece. Well, there was only one this year.
Yeah.
So he won $100,000 for winning the barrel race. And then won $1 million.
Wow.
And I felt bad for him because the crowd booed.
Oh, why?
I think because they don't understand. They feel like it's a guy getting in the swimming.
Yeah.
And girls swimming, you know?
Yeah.
I think they, you know how the
because he was a guy barrel
the
racer.
The trans guys or whatever.
Yeah. Whoa, easy.
Jesus.
Easy.
Yeah. Dude,
we just went into a whole different realm.
Hey, we could get canceled by this. Yeah.
But, I think you could say trans guys. Dave? Dave Williams, can you say
this all has been woked, okay? Yeah, this has been woked.
Yeah.
Wow. So it was a guy barrel racer.
Yes.
And he won everything.
He won the million and he got booed.
And the crowd booed.
No.
And I felt bad for him because the horses aren't like that. You know,
right,
I mean it's not he's just
horse
he's,
people aren't even like that. I mean
No. And Miles Baker, I talked to him a little bit, and he was telling me that guy's stories from out east, and he wanted to be a calf roper, but there wasn't enough people out there, but he really wanted to do the riding thing, and so that's what he ended up doing, is running barrels and training barrel fraternity horses. And that's the thing. In that world, in professional rodeo, women are the only ones that run barrels. But in the rest
of the
world,
stuff.
Fraternity stuff, guys.
Oh,
do it,
yeah.
Right?
All kinds of guys run barrels.
Right.
Well,
just in the fraternity.
All kinds of people. I mean, they all do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoever they are,
guys and
they,
girls,
them. However, they, them.
However many genders are, they do it.
That's right.
Do we have to have this conversation on our show? Like, can we have this conversation when it's just you three?
Well,
he's got a point there.
Yeah,
that's right.
When they talk about the show that I was on, this is going to be what they talk about. Let's move past this.
But at any rate, it's because we know it doesn't matter if it's the jumpers, the cutters, the cow horses, the reining. Women can be as competitive as anybody.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And the same
number
thing.
Number one rider in the cow horse last year was Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Morgan,
maybe 2 years ago. Cromer was there in the cutting. Yeah.
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 I mean, no, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. If for sure in the barrel. So it's just people weren't used to seeing that. And I think the reaction was from the crowd was like he was one of those guys.
That squeaked in that somehow.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Have you been here for the last 5 minutes?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, he accidentally, like, why is he in there with the girls is what they were booing for.
I think they were saying, like, what? Like he's the guy. He's the transgender guy that got on the...
Yeah, but he's not transgender.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
He's got to quit.
But it wouldn't matter if he was.
No. that's all okay, too.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter if he was. But I don't think he is.
The point is there's no unfair advantage for
right.
him.
He's, yes.
Right, for sure. But they thought there was. That's what the booing
hey,
was.
Hey, did I tell you what you said? Did I tell you guys that I went golfing yesterday and I shot 94?
Right.
And the biggest part of the reason that I shot so bad, I figured out, was because I didn't have any vodkas before I started golfing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you acted like that was a problem.
It is a problem. And right now, this conversation is a problem. I think I need another drink.
Go get another drink.
No.
Okay. Yeah, my mom's not here to refill the drinks. Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
But anyway, that was, I felt bad for the guy, except for when he got his two checks.
One for
100,000.
Two gold buckles, I bet.
He didn't flip anybody off or anything, so.
He's a good guy. $1 million. That's
million
cool.
Million bucks, pretty good deal.
I wonder how much the IRS takes off of winning $1 million at a horse show.
Probably half, right? Or 40%?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. And, that's a great question. I don't want to get too deep into that, but I think prize money, I don't know. It's a great question.
And then how was the concert, Post Malone?
No, actually, we should ask about the Luke Bryan concert.
Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Well, it was Luke Bryan. Yeah. Luke Bryan first.
Yeah.
On
Thomas Toll's band was there.
I preferred.
That was the first band. They were awesome.
Yeah. Which one?
Thomas Toll.
Yeah,
band?
He was playing. Oh. Thomas Toll was playing.
He was playing
the
guitar.
Drum. Was it drums or guitar?
He's a guitarist.
Is that the Ghost Hounds?
Yeah. He was the guitarist.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear one of those songs.
Yeah. I couldn't understand the guy singing very good, but I saw the guitar player.
I just didn't hear any of them. I was just like, what? I got a show next the whole time.
He called me earlier in the day, and he goes, I forget what you asked me about. He goes, dude, I've only got one Tums left.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I'm saving it.
This has to be perfect timing.
The struggle is real.
Yeah. Don't want to use this up. Be stuck.
Yeah. Don't want to run out of Tums when you're at the American.
I like Luke Bryan pretty good. I like Post Malone really well. I like them both.
Yeah.
But Luke Bryan, I could understand what he was singing.
Yeah.
And Luke Bryan
put on a great show. Yeah.
Put on a great show. And I was well lubricated at that point. Might
like,
have rumor
like dancing on a table lubricated.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the rumor.
Yeah, video of that, right? We have video of that playing right here.
I'm very happy I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like happy.
Oh, you'd have been proud of me, son.
Yeah. Son, back in my day, I told you I had the moves.
Dancing on the table.
Yeah.
That table was wobbling. Yeah. table was close to giving up.
Man. Forget about that. And then the dismount was amazing.
Yep.
Did you hurt yourself?
No, not at all. Shocking, huh? Not at all. I just jumped right off of that like a professional athlete.
When you landed, did you go...
Oh, it's good.
Okay, that could have gone
check,
worse.
Body check.
Yeah. Nothing shattered.
Like you jumped and then halfway, oh shit. This might hurt.
I'm a gazelle.
I don't. I'm a hippo.
You guys are.
I'm a hippo.
Really?
Oh, that's right. No fat shaming on the show. You can't be doing that anymore.
I feel like we're crossing a bunch of lines we shouldn't cross, guys.
Yeah. Being fat's okay.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with fat people.
And hippos are actually really amazing animals.
Well, they're yeah,
so it wasn't necessarily
dangerous.
They're fast.
And
yeah,
fast.
They're very fast.
Very dangerous. I think they're the most dangerous animal in the world, actually.
They can eat a whole watermelon.
You're shooting a pool?
In a water, I mean.
In a water?
I was thinking of when we used to play pool ball. And he had his
and he's pointing at me. Right. There's no fat shaming here.
No, that's right. You had your underwater.
Yeah, when you go into the water,
he would attack.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. The submarine hippo move.
That was crazy.
I used to dominate you.
Absolutely.
Basketball.
Yeah.
And Gunny could take a ball, take it underwater.
You see the
shoot like
ripple.
I'm like Will Chamberlain in the pool. I could just dunk on you guys and mull you around. And,
if you Google hippo attacking a boat. That looked like Gunny going under the water. Swim. He's a strong swimmer.
Where'd he go?
I'm not. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
And I'm not saying it because it has nothing to do with the size.
Oh, it's okay, you guys. I've officially.
It's just you're a strong swimmer.
It's okay, you guys. I'm actually. This is show 62. This is my last episode. Okay, I will no longer be attending the show. Y'all are gonna have to find another.
And
host.
He's just a strong swimmer. That's
the agility,
all. The
agility of it, the power.
Because I can't. Because it's not like you see a deer swimming and they're just too slow.
No, but
he can swim
move.
Like.
Yeah, no, hippos can move.
Okay, you look like my Google Michael Phelps.
No,
there you go.
Maybe Michael Phelps hippo. Maybe you guys should Google me to the Yukon woman.
What?
The Lydia Thomas, man. I mean, we were talking about
that.
Is that her name? I mean,
No, that might be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now we're
they
back
were
to
a strong
them.
Swimmer, too.
Why did we go back to that?
they were a strong swimmer, too.
Yeah.
Past that.
Oh, yeah. Son of a gun.
Yeah, well, I think you got to include everyone.
No, you two in the pool was like Kobe and Shaq. Yeah. Well, not really Kobe, but somebody like that.
It was like. That was good. Yeah, me and Gunny were like two UFC heavyweights trying to get the ball in the basket. Yeah.
And me and Joe just stood on the outside and watched you guys.
It was rough.
No, that was good fun.
But anyway, so we got sidetracked.
How do we talk about the American?
Back to the Post Malone. It was I was looking forward to it, and I really was looking forward to it because I've seen him on Rogan and I've seen him on a few shows, and he just seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
And
seen him on The Breakfast Club?
No.
Dude, when he hit stardom on The Breakfast Club podcast, that Charlemagne the God was hard on him. I mean, horrible to him in his first interview.
Really?
Yeah. Post Malone was super nice, super polite, just took it like a champ. 6 months later, goes back for another one. Charlemagne tears him up again. Tries to. Like, he's a complete dick to him.
Really?
You guys never saw that?
No.
Oh, man.
Sounds like it'd be right up our alley, though.
Yeah. Like, he'd get along with Tom real good. Yeah.
So now, how was it more packed, way more people?
Oh, it was packed to the brim. Yeah, it was packed to the brim. I don't know how many people that thing seats, but it was packed. And it was 3.5. It was 3:30 to 8:30, so it's 5 hours of show. And it was good. I mean, it was like... So they have a great, the rodeo clown was really good about keeping everybody entertained.
Funny.
And doing stuff. Yeah, funny, doing stuff with the audience. And you know, I love the whole rodeo scene. So it was fun for me to watch all of that. But we were looking forward to Post Malone, and you just couldn't hear him. I mean, you couldn't.
Too loud?
Yeah, it was just noise. I mean, you couldn't really decipher the words.
Were you at the table or were you in the stands for that?
We were in the stands.
Which I don't think it makes a difference.
Yeah. And that's another, that would be the only other thing I would say for me. We were at the tables for the rainy, and that was great. And your seats looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I sat for the rodeo on the other side where you're really a long ways away.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of watching the monitor.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else you could do about that because you can only, with the bucking chutes and the horses and the bulls, and you can only take so much room.
I was actually curious if they could twist that arena a specific way to get it closer to one side of the stands because they kind of got it cattywampus where
no seats are really close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just right in the middle.
It's just right in the middle from home plate to center field, basically.
Yeah. The tricky part of that is looking around in there, there was people all around it. Like, I think if you had it on one side and you tried to you know, direct your ticket sales to that side, the problem is the people on the way, way top, I mean, you'd have to put people way up and then they'd be so far away.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Our seats were good. For watching the cutting, it was perfect. For watching you guys, it was tough.
And the cow horse was tough because the judges were on the opposite side and they were bringing the cows down.
And then watching the TV, it kept changing. So it was tough to watch what you guys were doing.
If I was to change anything about it as a spectator, I would like to see more horses. I would like to see 8 or 10 because it's a long trip down there. And, it's not that long.
And the rain and all that is over in a jiffy.
Yeah. And the cow horse is over.
And you know
it's
what?
A minute a horse.
And they could
cow
make
horse
it
goes too fast.
I imagine they could make it faster for television because it's made for TV, right?
Yeah.
Imagine they could edit it to make it quicker for TV.
Yeah.
To make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're saying that, but I also like the Run for the Million better when it was 12 people showing, not 16.
Yeah,
last year it was too long.
It needs to be between 8 and 10 because it's hard to have 15 horses of that caliber go bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really 8 to 10 horses of that caliber that are you want to go show. That's what I think.
Yeah. For me personally, even if it wasn't 10, if it was 8. I would rather see a few more horses because the cow horse to me was very like.
It was over.
It's over?
So fast.
Yeah. I mean, it was because they run things fast anyway. And then it is a minute. In that little pen, it was about a minute a run. And even the rain and adjusting that to just one large fast and one small slow, everything went kind of too fast for me. Like, because I didn't go there.
It's kind of like going to a hockey game for me. I mean, you get there, you're excited, and then the game's over. I think hockey's too fast, too.
Hockey takes a long time.
It's like 2 or 3 hours.
What are you talking about? The hockey game I went to was over
fast.
20 minutes. 20 minutes are hockey games. They suck. Hockey's terrible game to watch.
Pilot Point hockey team or something?
Yeah. Maybe. Jesus. I don't remember, but it was terrible. Couldn't stand it.
Table
never,
hockey.
Never going back.
Yeah, rollerblade hockey on the freaking driveway.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's how hockey works.
Yeah, that's not at all.
You went to something else.
There's three periods that are all like 10, how long are the periods?
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah. No, it's
so you just watched one period.
But the churros were excellent.
That's just for me. Because those are the top guys. And I get, so the Run for a Million, the 15 head is great. You said it got a little long.
16 head.
It's 16 head.
12.
But I didn't feel that way. Like when I was, the 1 year I commentated and then last year when I didn't and stayed back, I mean, that's a big crowd. I think that's about the right number, 15 or 16, and because they drag on 3 or 4.
Three.
And that's not normal. I think it's right for that much money. I think it's great. It would be great if they could develop some kind of a system where after every horse you could just whoosh, wipe it clean and everybody'd have the same shot.
There's a way to do it.
But, you know.
You gonna do it?
No, but.
Yeah, but anyway.
I can't believe they don't ask me to commentate on the Run for the Million. They ask you, but not me. I know I say the F word a lot, but I could control it.
I don't know.
I don't think you can.
No,
yeah, but I'd be way fucking better. I'd be way better than.
You'd be better than me?
No, not you. I wasn't going to name any names, but, the other people.
You know how good we'd be together?
They should have us commentate.
They should set up the show.
Oh,
dude. Put the three of you. Yeah.
Live commentation.
Yeah.
Commentation. I don't think that's a word.
I just made it up.
Live from Las Vegas, the show.
Why can't it be a word? Sounds like it should be one.
But as much as I like you guys, I'd rather hope I'm showing in the
Yeah.
Million this
Steven, year. We hope you do.
Steven
too.
Went to college. He's going to find that commutation Google. Is a word.
C-O-M. So the people, the guys that were putting it on, all the people that you were dealing with behind the scenes, how'd they think that everything went?
I think they were happy. I don't know. I think they were happy. I just talked to two of them, really. But I think overall they were happy. And that crew that they have is unbelievable. I mean, they really do everything they can, make sure we got everything we need at all times, help us through everything. Josh, you know, phone call away. Every time you call him, he answers first string. Holly, you know, texting all of us in a group and making sure we're where we need to be all the time. And that whole crew and everybody, all the little ins and outs of everything, and they bust their butt. And they do a very, very good job at making sure we're where we need to be.
And that horse that you showed, his name was Finals Bound, and he's owned now by the 4-6s Ranch. Were they there that night?
Yeah. Obviously not everybody, but Nathan Canaday was there. He had a table. So that was cool. You know, I got to meet, I never met him before. I ran the deal through Taylor, so I got to meet him. They do an owner's meet and greet there, and we all got to hang out and talk and whatever, and that was cool. It's cool for all the owners, I think, to have that opportunity because it is a neat deal. I mean, your horse showing in front of that many people, it is neat. It's neat for everybody to be able to come hang out.
And that's another comment that I heard, and it's not a big deal. It's small in the big picture, but another comment a couple of times I heard it is that it would be nice if they had the horses breeding and the horses' owner were involved a little bit.
Maybe they will on the production, though. Not they didn't have it there, but maybe they will on the TV show.
But, I mean, as for people sitting in the stands,
he said
it would have been nice to see how the horses work. Because it was all the couple people I talked to were – they were there for the horses, not the concerts, not their horse people.
Yeah.
And they thought it would have been cool to see how the horses are bred and who owns them. And
well, maybe they will next time.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Josh watches our show.
He's a fan of the show.
He's a fan of the show. We need to get the names and pedigrees, name of the owners and the pedigrees of the horses.
And we're a fan of Josh and their show. Yeah. So it's, I mean, but I think it's a work in progress. I mean, I think like everybody, I mean, this is the second year they've done it. And I think this year probably ran smoother than last year, and I think, you know, as they go.
Do you think they're going to be capable of continuing this?
I hope so. I really hope so.
I believe there's a – is there a – did I read there's a five-year
– I think there's a five-year contract, but as per normal, we don't really know what we're talking about.
Well, then, I mean, you can rip up a contract.
There should be a disclaimer before every show.
That we don't know what
we're talking
about. We don't
know what we're talking about.
Disclaimer, this is we have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
It's okay, but it doesn't stop us from talking.
No.
That's the best
part. But we're right.
We got a lot of a lot of good guesses.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Could they do without the smoke? Does that add to anything? I mean, just putting that out there. Loved everything else, but turn down the volume. Easy on the smoke.
Where was the smoke?
They were doing fireworks.
What?
I couldn't see.
There was a. He said he couldn't see when he was running in.
I saw him.
There was.
Dude, the judges had to look through smoke.
There's a lot of smoke, and then trying to take pictures in there is like impossible. You didn't see the smoke, dude? Are you serious?
I think the fireworks that they do afterwards, like remember Goldberg when he used to come in and the fireworks come in. I think that's awesome what they do after, but not before. Yeah. Y'all remember Goldberg and
the wrestler?
Yeah. Do you feel like Goldberg when they turn in fireworks on?
No. I don't know what Goldberg is.
Goldberg? Got to put a picture of Goldberg.
It was the smoke.
It was a little smoke. It was a little smoky.
I just thought I drank too much.
Dude, you did.
You did, yeah.
You definitely did.
You were dancing on a table that isn't structurally sound for two people to dance
on. At the bar right after?
But it was.
Well, for me, and my dance partner was Melissa Van Dorp, and she's not big, so that was
helpful.
That's what helped from the table collapsing.
If I'd have danced with a big old girl like myself,
that table will forever have a wobble. Yeah. No, that table will forever have a wobble. I mean, somebody's going to be eating on that table at a charity event going, damn his table.
I don't actually even know what led up to getting on the table.
I have an idea. Yeah. Bacardi to start with.
Yeah.
Probably had an influence.
We went to Texas Live afterwards. We all went up there. There's a bar with a bunch of games in it. There's a bowling alley, ping pong table. He walks up, me, Jordan, whatever. Pick a game, any game, boys. I'll kick your ass. Pick any game here, and I'll show you how it's done. So, yeah, play the little basketball game. Hoop's moving. No, it's not.
Hoop's moving. Too much smoke.
I'm surprised you guys stuck around. I mean, it was late when we got out of there.
Well, I got a text from Mandy at midnight. Hey, come upstairs. We're having fun.
Yeah.
We've already been asleep
for 3 minutes to midnight. Hey, we're at Texas Live. Yeah. I text her back. At home! Exclamation point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling any pain that night. I gotta tell you the truth there.
But in the morning, though, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I texted Mandy at our breakfast when, you know, I finally got back to her at 7 in the morning, our breakfast. She goes, where's that? We're pretty
You guys
over.
Go to, you guys have a breakfast schedule that y'all go to?
No. They went to breakfast.
We went to breakfast.
I got it.
They stayed down there that night.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what time we went to bed, but
it was past one.
Yeah, it was pretty late. Yeah.
I got up about 5 o'clock to pee, and I forgot that I had been out the night before. And I was like, "What's wrong with me?"
On Saturday, I've never slept so much in a 24-hour period in my whole life.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, but you didn't sleep. You were right. You had the late hours at Tulsa.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday were probably pretty tough on you.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday were tough, and I had so much adrenaline pumping and, like, jitters about showing and whatever. I didn't realize it until that next day when it was all over and it all just went away. I was like, holy cow. Good, that whole – and Tulsa was tough just because we were there a short amount of time. I showed two in the Derby – and had other horses. And
I mean, one of those was real easy to get ready.
Real easy. He actually is easy to get ready. But, yeah, it was a long weekend. Saturday, I think I slept. Like, we went to bed 2 in the morning, Saturday morning. Woke up Sunday at 9. And like, huh, sweet. Yeah. Like, the whole next day.
Did you meet Bella Hadid?
No.
Did you?
Tom,
did you
dance
with her? I did.
Yeah, pick me.
I did meet Bella Hadid.
And she was very nice.
I danced with her a little bit.
She had a nice cowboy hat. I have to give her that.
She had a nice cowboy hat, and she had some good dance moves. And no, I'm lying.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't believe it.
Yeah. I wasn't believing the dance move. No. I thought maybe you met her.
I did meet her.
You fell into
her. No, I did meet her.
What about any other famous people?
Ben Roethlisberger was there.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I saw him.
And I stood probably 10 feet away from him.
You didn't
talking
say
to Austin Shepherd and Cade Shepherd. You didn't notice him. And then the next day I saw a picture of Austin and them together. I was like, what? I called Austin. Next time.
Point it out.
Yeah.
I got a funny story like that. We were in New Orleans. And me and Troy Hikes and my brother Scotty was there. And you know New Orleans, where you throw the beads up and they show you the boobies. So we're up there. We're looking up on the balcony. Me and Troy looking up on the balcony trying to get this girl to show us her boobies. And there was a girl on the street right in front of us showing her boobies. We both missed it. We missed the whole thing. When we were done, we were disappointed that girl didn't show the boobies.
They were getting beads pelted at them, and they had no idea. Like, Troy, what are you doing?
My brother goes, you two morons. There was one right in front of you. Yeah, so I got a story. My story's a little bit like that. Yeah, but I want to say, though, that I talked to Bella Hadid for... Like, I've seen her in modeling ads and stuff, and I didn't think she was.
That's not nice.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going.
Well, it's a model. It's a model. She looks like a model.
Yeah, she looks like a model, but not like an everyday. In person, she is freaking beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, she was standing there, and she, you know, I mean, she was, I didn't know who she was at first. She was very nice, and then she introduced herself, and. I mean, could not have been nicer.
Did y'all meet any other famous people?
Did you actually talk to her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talked to her for a minute or so.
Did y'all meet any other famous people?
I mean, I met Austin Shepherd. Depending on what circle you're in, he's
pretty famous. Okay. After the cow horse dude walked upstairs to get a drink, cowboy sitting up at the top of the stairs, dirty hat on. I'm like, oh my God, that's Lloyd Cox. I was drunk. I was happy. I said, I forget who was following me, but there's Lloyd Cox. He's won $1 billion riding cutting horses. And I shook his hand. Nice to meet you, sir. Big fan of your work. I met Lloyd Cox.
Yeah. And he said, please get away from me, sir.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Security. He
said, please stand back.
Yeah, security.
No, he was like, yeah, a couple guys came and removed me.
Yeah, he gave you one of these?
I didn't touch his hat.
Yeah, no, I meant, so Wes Gallion committed to the show at some point. So we'll have Wes Gallion on the show.
Maybe.
It was hard, though.
He commits to you in person, but you watch. You call him. I'm busy. Yeah, I'm busy.
No, he seemed very
He'll be our third phone call that day.
It was hard,
We're going to call two people ahead of him the day that we call
him. Like today?
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry Todd Summers couldn't be on the show today. He was busy.
Where are you going with that?
Oh, we called Todd before we called you.
Ooh, that hurts.
You didn't call Todd?
No.
No. No. Ooh, that hurts, doesn't it, Todd?
Oh.
Sorry.
That accidentally hurt even worse.
What were you saying was hard?
I'm talking during the show. I'm trying to talk to Wes. You're talking about how loud it was?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know Wes, so it was awkward. Yeah. We're yelling in each other's ear like, from here, you couldn't talk to each other. Yeah. I mean, we're yelling at each other's ear.
Andre and I trotting around right before. I was like, how much longer? Like, till it starts. How much longer? Huh?
Yeah.
How much longer? I mean, we couldn't. Yeah. And I just gave up.
Well, and he doesn't really, English is his second language. So.
What? I don't think it is.
It's fine, Andre.
Huh? I don't think English is his second language.
Yeah, it is.
It is too, you moron. Yeah,
I don't think it is.
He's not from Guam.
What would you call his first language?
English?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
This is what we deal with.
Well, when you speak to him, do you guys speak fucking Italian?
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Oh, well, that's... I bet he speaks it back better than you do.
Yeah, no, don't.
Because it's his first language.
Because he grew up doing that.
Yeah.
Like, Italian is his second language.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to take back my comment, please. Yeah.
I just think on a daily basis, he probably uses English more than Italian.
Because he's in America.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's his first language.
Oh my God. Did you see yourself on the big screen? You and Danny?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
You and Danny who?
Tremblay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not coming on the show.
I saw a lot of people on the big screen.
Yeah. No, I did. I saw it for a second, and I didn't know what to do. I froze.
Yeah, it was quick. It wasn't.
Yeah.
They went to someone way more.
Because I wasn't
way more entertaining
than you two guys.
But I was like, oh, look at those guys.
Yeah, I had this look on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, look.
Yeah.
Where is the camera?
Yeah. No, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. They had some great stuff on during the rodeo, though. Yeah, they had some, it's too long a story. But they had some great stuff on during the rodeo. But that makes such a difference having that clown that is, I mean, he just keeps everything rolling.
You think that Rainey
needs part of the show?
You think Rainey needs a clown during the drags? Joe,
we got the guy.
They could put a stage on top of the drag. You could dance on the stage. Here I am on the drag. On the drag.
Drop the beat. Drop the beat.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not what the clown did, though.
Oh.
So
that's what I do.
Yeah, the clown was really trying to get he's more getting everybody to laugh and kind of.
Yeah. 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 Be part of the whole thing. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I got you.
No. I can do that. But it was great. Loved it. Loved the American Horseman. Loved the American Rodeo.
Performance Horseman.
American Performance Horseman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get it right at some point.
Make sure.
We'll write it down correctly.
I should have wrote it down this time.
No, it's fun. It's fun watching you.
That was cool. Yeah, it was very fun. Some of the coolest moments of my life. Sitting there when they did the national anthem, standing next to Brian.
Yeah.
I mean, we're men. But we were both a little choked up. I mean, it was just
it's okay for men to cry. Yeah.
You could just feel it.
That's
just
no son of mine.
It's okay for everyone to cry. Everyone.
Yeah. Not just men.
They and them can cry too.
I haven't cried since I was four. No, but it's okay, son. Show your emotions.
Yeah. But anyway.
It was cool being on the mezzanine and calling you going, dude, we're on the skid steer. Yeah. Look.
Yeah,
that was cool.
There was a lot of very cool moments, a lot of very memorable moments, indescribable feelings, you know.
Yeah.
When they said Team Regal Red and had put us up on the big screen, and then Chaz, my buddy from high school, one of my best friends, he posted that on his Snapchat story, go Kutch, you know, and I got to see it later. And just, it's cool. I mean, it was just very, very neat opportunity.
Something different.
Yeah, and something that Brian said on Friday morning was, you know, don't take it lightly. You know, like, he's not taking it lightly. Like, this is a big deal. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime type of stuff, not something that you should take lightly. Like, it's just another horse show.
And that's a great perspective from a guy that's been around for a long time. Yeah. Brian's 50, 51 years old and understands how...
Where it came from, where we're at.
Yeah, and how big a deal
how tough this is to get there.
Enjoy every single moment of it.
Yeah, well, I think any time you make something like that is, you can't take it for granted. I mean, it's such an unreal opportunity and hard to do, very hard to do. I mean, I went to every horse show in the country and made it by $5,000 last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very, very hard. It's one of the hardest things to do, but... You just can't let anything like that go by without taking everything in. I tried my very best that night to soak it all in. I mean, even after my second turn, for just after I knew I turned four times both ways, I kind of breathed just a little, and I just looked up into the crowd just a second. Because as serious as the game is, those are memories that you might not get that opportunity again. I did the same thing at the Million the first year. Came around the end and looked up. Wow. This is pretty neat.
Yeah.
Something I wanted to make sure I didn't make sure I took it all. I wanted to make sure I didn't let anything go.
Yeah. When I got that feeling is when you had to go through security to get into the building, and then you get into the concourse or whatever it's called, and it is just packed full of people. And there are people, you know, I mean, not people that we all know, not all Rainers, but are horse people, you know. And some of them might own a horse, some of them might want a horse, but there are people. And that was that was super cool.
There was new people there too. I mean, there was four people sitting in front of us that had no idea what the heck you guys were doing out there.
Yeah.
They were just...
Those are my friends.
No, not your friends. They were different people. I didn't know them.
Yeah, no, we had like five girls just taking selfies for like 45 minutes while you were showing. They didn't give two shits about you guys. And they were just kept doing different stuff. You know, they were waiting for Post Malone or somebody.
Luke Bryan.
Whoever. We left.
Well, so. And I think, and I'd heard the story too, that somebody was there for that show. They thought they were buying tickets for the rodeo. But then said they just loved watching it and putting the whole thing together. I think the only thing, it could all be tied together a little bit better with a little bit more suspense with, okay, this is this team. This Sarah Dawson's coming in the arena right now, and her team so far has this many points and have bam, 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 and this is what she needs to score, you know. Yeah.
To keep it entertaining. For
it kind of happened. To me, it kind of all just happened.
Yeah.
And there wasn't enough buildup.
Yes, could have used just a little bit more tying it all together. And I don't want to be. I'm not bitching about anything because it was amazing. I had so much fun, and it was fun to see. And I think they will.
They'll have somebody
get things
announcing.
Straightened out.
Yeah, for sure.
I was watching you and Mom when I was just trotting around in that little area. Watching you two up there in the tables was a little bit funny. I could just imagine what you guys are feeling at that moment in time.
Yeah.
I knew what they were feeling. They were back in the stands going, gun, yeah, oh yeah, there you are, I see you, I see you, because I called him.
Yeah, that was fun. It was fun for for us because Carly usually gets the big spotlight stuff. Yeah, it's fun to see Kate actually get a shot.
It is. It is nice to, you know, finally take the big step back. You know, you're
yeah. Well, I'm on the way back.
You're on the way back. You're not just that guy that had that one good year.
Yeah, not Carly's brother.
I'm on the way back.
Yeah. Can we tell that story?
Yeah,
that's a great story. So we're in the car. You guys know the story, but not everybody's. So we're in the car driving somewhere, and you know, Cade's being hard on his sister. She was probably
15
at the time, and Cade had just won everything. He just won $1 million his first year as a professional, and $960,000 or something. And he was giving her shit, and Carly goes, "Cade, in about 10 years, I'm going to be famous, and you're still going to be talking about that one good year."
Yeah, that was classic.
That was one of my all-time proudest parent moments. And then
she McCutcheon to McCutcheon.
And then Kate just said, "That's pretty good."
It's hard to shut one of us up, and she shut me up.
Yeah, no, that was pretty legit.
Pretty good stuff. Well, thanks, Cato.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, even though it wasn't a team, but
no, it was awesome.
Yep, very good fun. All right, thanks everybody.
Grow the show.